Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm an American, and that's where I stand on this. But to watch Black Lives Matter and the left everywhere celebrate people on motorized hang gliders coming into a peace rally rave with a bunch of delusional leftist Jews who are literally thinking they're safe right next to Gaza, unarmed, is disgusting. Both groups, obviously Hezbollah 100 times worse, but also the delusional people at that party. I mean, let me tell you, I'm a tough guy. I'm not going to an all-night party, I'm going to those anyways, next to 2.5 million people who want to kill me, where they hear the music and the party. It's absolutely insane, but that's the delusion of the left. You see everywhere going into the worst neighborhoods and getting stabbed and murdered because they've promoted all this anti-white garbage that extends to Jews because they're white, according to the left. And the Democratic Party's real anti-Semitism issue.
Do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You're on federal property. I'll kill you this year.
Congressman Ulrich, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You really can't do that.
Congressman Ulrich, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You really can't do that.
I'll get the Gallup police for you.
And I've done nothing to the Palestinians and nothing to the Jews. And I live in Central Texas. And you know, I mean, I feel bad for the Uyghurs. 3 million of them in a slave camp with, you know, slaves for Apple and other U.S. corporations. They're Muslims, but I'm against what's happening to them. And I'm against what's happening to these Jews being slaughtered. And I think it's terrible what's happening in the carpet bombing of the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians. But it is not my dog. It is not my fight. And I am American. And I am so tired of turning on the news and hearing about Saudi Arabia and Israel and Germany and the UK and France and Russia and China and South Africa and Nigeria and Mexico and Chile and Brazil and Timbuktu, man. Our borders are wide open. Hundreds of thousands are dying from fentanyl. Mass suicide. I don't care what color you are. We're screwed as a country.
Today, I'm also announcing $100 million in new U.S. funding for humanitarian assistance in both Gaza and the West Bank.
And we've sent hundreds of billions to Zelensky, that cokehead, and we've got war with Russia, and I am just disgusted by all of it.
U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight. Because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying.
And I refuse to dance to the tune or be pulled by the strings of the Muslims or whoever is in power at the time in Israel. I'm not supposed to just salute the flag because I'm pro-Israel and do what they say, and then it's political. I'm tired of it. Because Israel's seen as the underdog when all the Arab countries ganged up on them, and that was wrong. Well, Israel's not really getting ganged up on now. They got thousands of nuclear weapons. But that said, I don't want war with Israel. And I don't sit back and go, yeah, give it to them Jews. Boy, let's kill some Jews. I'm disgusted by it. I want to throw up.
A new bucket for monsieur.
But it's worse. I'll just tell you. I mean, I am disgusted by the politics in Israel. So are the Jews over there. Majority of them think they're in a dictatorship. I think they are, basically.
Bibi is a murderer. That's what the people behind me are chanting. Bibi is a murderer.
But, I mean, the Muslims, if America's so bad, stop coming over here. Stop coming here and signing up for welfare and then walking around in your nightgowns all day and bitching about me. I'm not your enemy. I don't want to kill you. I don't want to run your life. But let me explain something. I'm not submitting to Allah. Anybody trying to make me submit to your crap is, quite frankly, my enemy. Don't sit here and tell me choose a side when Israel has become its own cancer to itself. But you are stage 4 brain cancer. And I just want you to know, I don't like any of your political leaders. I reject it all, and I'm not part of your paradigm. Get it? I'm not part of your sick, ongoing tribal warfare. Got that? Keep me out of your crap. The truth is, I love little Muslim children. I love little Jewish children. I love little Christian children. I love Hindu children. I love Buddhist children. I love children that are born to these horrible atheist families. I just want to stop killing. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Wars. Tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, a big crowd of tens of thousands of people marched down Pennsylvania Avenue. And then they took over the U.S. Capitol. And they went on the floor of the Capitol. And they pushed past the police. And they weren't arrested. We weren't told it was the worst day since Pearl Harbor. I'm sorry. Worse than Pearl Harbor. Worse than 9/11. I wonder if they'll be getting four-year prison sentences for walking through the velvet ropes. Or Owen Schroyer that put tape over his mouth a few years ago when they would arrest conservatives for peacefully protesting silently, but let leftists throw fake blood on people, take over the offices of the House and Senate members. He was charged for that. And then they used him the next time he was on the Capitol grounds to say, well, that's it, we're charging you even more because you were here before. His problem was he wasn't supporting Hamas or Hezbollah. And I've been very clear about this. I'm America first. I don't like a lot of the things Israel does. I'm not an enemy of Israel. I'm not an enemy of the Arabs. But where's the Israel lobby trying to control our borders that are being flooded with Islamics? We're hearing now out of the Israel lobby and out of even Breitbart editor that we need to take millions, at least a million people out of Gaza and stick them here. So they can, I guess, take over our capitals and run around and shoot and stab and bomb people. A few did get detained after they went in people's offices. The vast majority were left completely alone. Are they going to be spending 20 years in jail, like people that got in scuffles with cops on January 6th? But remember, just walking through the velvet ropes gets you 4 years. Wow, a lot of big developments, obviously, today. Every day gets crazier. It's a big story up on InfoWars.com. A worldwide terror alert, a worldwide caution due to increased tensions in various locations around the world and potential for terrorist attacks. Demonstrations or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests. The Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas exercise increased caution. And it goes through the issues. Well, you should exercise extreme caution when you walk down downtown streets of any Democrat-run city, and that's basically every city. Is there one city in America run by the left? Not any big ones. from Salt Lake City, Utah, to Austin, Texas, to New York City, New York, to Miami, Florida, to Dallas, Texas, to Detroit, Michigan, to Chicago, to Los Angeles, to Portland, to Seattle. 1,000-plus cities, the top 1,000, all run by Democrats, and all running them right into the ground. So, what did I say 5 weeks ago? I said, look for Islamic Jihad to be activated worldwide. Look for a new war in the Middle East. If I was Jewish, I would not be in Israel. But hey, you want to be a sitting duck? It's your business. Islamic world urge to declare jihad against Israel. Even the king of Jordan is saying the red line's being crossed. So, it's on. And I don't know what Netanyahu was thinking when he had the military stand down on October 7th. So that attack would be so big. Did he just think the whole world was going to line up behind Israel? This has been getting set up for a long, long, long time. And they've got their Islamic agents all over everything and in everything. They had one of these little jihadis at the ADL. They've now scrubbed it off their website. Who was caught pulling down pictures at NYU in New York of the Jewish hostages, including children. Don't humanize the Jews. And again, my job's easy. People tune in here and they go to the website and I see the comments. Well, this article's criticizing Israel, and this article's pro-Israel, and this article shows what Jews are saying, and this article shows what Palestinians are saying. That's what I've told my crew to do. I said, if it's got proof, it's interesting, it's informative, show it. It's overwhelmingly true that Israel stood down and allowed their people to be killed. 4 or 5 attack helicopters would have dealt with that easily. They stood down for 7 hours. The helicopters were, a big base of them was 10 miles away. Could have been there in 5 minutes. Fully loaded with weapons. Hell, one helicopter fully loaded with hundreds of rockets and thousands of rounds of ammo could have taken out big portions of them. But 5 of them, I've talked to a lot of military experts, they concur. They said, yeah, 5 loaded ones took them basically all out. But they have over 200. And all sorts of fixed wing and all sorts of jet aircraft as well. Thousands of them. Submarines, attack boats, everything. They're all there. They let a tiny little group of people down there who were sacrificed. Didn't know what hit them. So that's a big zinger on Israel. I'll just say it because my job is to tell the truth. But that hospital didn't get hit when the windows got blown out. It was an errant rocket that failed. Been 400 of them in the last couple of years that Islamic jihadis admit they launched out of Gaza that fell on their own people. So I call that like I see it. That's not a false flag in the classic sense, but the entire corporate media went with it within minutes and is still basically saying it happened, even though it's been verified in cameras inside the hospital, that indeed that didn't happen. And a lot of people don't want to admit they were wrong who went with that. Right when it happened, I looked at the footage and said, well, those look like real tapes. And it turned out it was from local TV stations and timestamp that they fire a bunch of missiles from just a few hundred yards southwest of the hospital, and then you see one of them fail at 400, 500 yards in the air and go, boom. And then there's uprisings all over the world, and Tlaib is crying about it yesterday, well after it's known that it wasn't Israel. And then they stormed the Capitol. And I still have branches of the FBI trying to get me indicted for January 6th, even though it came out in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post this year that the head of the Justice Department said, clearly we've already got all Jones's stuff. They got warrants. They got subpoenas. They subpoenaed everything. Not the January 6th Kangaroo Committee, but the Justice Department did. When we found out about it from the banks and from telephone companies, and I mean, they told us, hey, this has been subpoenaed. And they said, Jones is innocent. Because it's all in my text messages. It's all there. We try to stop it. Obviously, attacking the Capitol is the stupidest thing ever. Talk about destroying our cause. We walked right into a trap. And they're still trying to indict me, the lower-level groups. They had to have the Justice Department, not that Merrick Garland likes me, that said the top counsel headed by him said nope, and that they killed the D.C. investigation group from indicting me. I would have already been on trial in D.C., folks. That's how crazy these people are. And I guess they thought they could still get a jury to commit, to convict me. They need to commit me, maybe. I'm starting to go crazy here. And the reason I raise that is this is all completely out of control. And it's extremely dangerous. And as I've said, when they allow the jihadis to attack us, and there's terror attacks across the West, we've already started in Europe, people getting killed, stabbed, bombed, firebombings in Germany, shot. It's just a footnote that it's an Islamic doing it. And there's no discussion of why did the governments bring, in the case of Europe, tens of millions of these people in, millions here. And Americans have a wake-up call where they turn on the news, whether you're in Texas or whether you're in Florida, whether you're in New York, and there's just Muslims boiling out all pissed, and they're overrunning military bases in Turkey. I mean, it's crazy. And, of course, when they do it, it's peaceful, even though it's violent. When we do it peacefully, we're supposedly violent. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Huge guests come on. I'll spend the last segment on this because it's informative when you know the big picture. And that's exclusive. Tech billionaire Peter Thiel was an FBI informant. Now, it's not my job to defend Peter Thiel, but he's been behind the scenes supporting Trump and America First type stuff. But the idea that the establishment is leaking this on him now really shows you their game plan and how aware they are that the FBI is super toxic and not trusted and hated. Because they want to limitedly go, oh, look, this guy's an FBI operative, high level. Oh, because there's a big program the last 2 years against Thiel. And that the deep state is definitely, at least a large segment of it, very unhappy with him. So I'll give you the inside baseball on that coming up. People need to understand something. All these tech moguls are above the FBI. Of course, Peter Thiel designs and runs large segments of the NSA program.
He's an FBI informant. Sure he is.
Yeah, they give the FBI a ton of information. And that's part of a public program, the details of which are secret. Only one segment of it's called InfraGuard. So I'll do the deep dive. It'll only take 10.5 minutes. That's how long the fifth segment of the hour is. But I'll spend 10-plus minutes on it and just tell you what's going on with him. Only because it's a leftist attack, and you need to know what's going on. Now, is he a good guy? I don't know. I mean, he definitely is involved in some of the main software that he designed that is used to surveil everybody. And so, I mean, there you go. I mean, here's another little nugget. I'll get into Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a secret officer in Space Force, and Trump made him the deputy head of Space Force. Oh, top secret stuff there. I look at the feds spinning in their graves, their cultural graves. So let's just stop lying to each other about how the world works, okay? They've been transferring power to the corporate leaders for decades. That's the Bilderberg model. You can pull up Bloomberg headlines a decade ago. We need to get rid of elections in Europe and appoint technocrats. We penetrate the cabinets. They're phasing out elected governments and bringing in the technocrats. Remember what Klaus Schwab said a few years ago about Bill Gates? In your new incarnation, you will be over the medical system of the world. Tell us about it. And he's been chosen in this corporate board BlackRock system as he's the medical head with his deputy Fauci. And it turns out Fauci commands the CIA. So they're not working for the FBI. The FBI is told when Peter Thiel says jump, they say how high. He doesn't work for the FBI. The FBI works for him. So it isn't a defense of him. It's like this is all hidden in the laws that have been passed and the regulations that are there. And I said I hit it last segment. I already am. That's how I do it. I'll tell you about it later. Let me tell you about it right now. But there's so much to this, and people are just like, whoa, my gosh, he's FBI informant. Huh? But you see that bear? It's got brown fur, and I saw it.
pooping in the woods. Did you? I saw a salmon in the water. I saw a bird flying in the sky. The whole country's run by this. The intelligence agencies run almost everything. And what they're trying to shut down, they don't run. And Trump tried to take control of it, and they said, no, 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 no. And he got a bunch of people in the intelligence agencies to go with him. That's why the deep state was so threatened. And that's the internal fight that's going on. And now the group that controls the Justice Department and controls most of the cities and is funded by BlackRock and the UN and the globalists, they're outlawing their political opposition right now. They're now moving for criminal charges, greenlit by the Supreme Court of Brazil for Bolsonaro, because he's so popular, for challenging the election. Not allowed to do that. They've indicted Trump, challenging the election. They've indicted the front runner, who's a super patriot in Argentina, because he's 20 points ahead, about to be the president. We're winning hearts and minds. We're winning elections. So their plan is put us in where? Prison. What do you do when you're a ruling class that's unpopular and evil and disliked? You don't leave power. You try to stay in power. But if you're culturally up against people that know the facts and are offering a better future that's nonviolent, how do you stop an idea that's more popular and it's growing in popularity exponentially? Well, you paint it as racist, you paint it as terrorist, you stage events or you allow events to happen that demonize that group. And every day, without even looking, I see it on the news, or it's sent to me, or I read it. White supremacist killer testifies he was radicalized by conspiratorial content like InfoWars. So that's Vice. So they say like InfoWars. He said conspiracy theories. And then by the time that goes out, the next article, raw story, white nationalist who killed Muslim family says he was radicalized by Alex Jones. So see, the idea is I'm violent. I'm causing violence because I don't want to have unlimited immigration from Muslim countries of military-age men so they can engage in all of this behavior. But that's every day. Alex Jones causes violence. Alex Jones is going to kill you. Alex Jones is going to hurt you. That's a mini false flag. The guy said he was on a bunch of drugs, ran over some Muslims, and now he's been convicted. And Canadian national TV, I didn't even play this, but it was on every major channel. I was sent 6 or 7 clips of it. CBC, you name it. Alex Jones made this man kill people. What are we going to do about him? He needs to be taken off air. He's killing people. Because I report that we've got hundreds of thousands a year military-aged men from the Middle East pouring across, and is that a good idea? And it's like the ADL worker just got caught out pulling down signs of kidnapped Jews. Not allowed to do that. The ADL's a censorship organization. They're hardcore leftists that I've said are allied with radical Islam. How many times have I said that? They're there to lead the Jews into the New World Order. And now they've been caught yet again. Or was it a false flag? Oh, look, leftists are pulling down these pictures, and then her identity was found. No. She's a super hardcore leftist. I don't think it's a false flag. Because they've caught leftists all over the country at libraries and universities pulling down pictures of kidnapped Jews. So, yeah, you got a guy on magic mushrooms and a bunch of drugs, and he runs over to people, and it's like, oh, it's Alex Jones. Yeah, he did it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's a worldwide terror alert issued by the State Department. Brace for false flag attacks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the...
All right, I'm going to dive back into all this news and information right now. I'm going to try to move quicker. There's a lot of it. We have some really big guests joining us today. I probably should mention that to you. Peter St. Onge is going to be joining us. He was one of the best economists and incredibly well-spoken about the world economy and just the carbon taxes, cutting off the food supply, the whole New World Order, the wars. That is in the second hour. That is going to be amazing. MTG was in the middle of the leftist insurrection.
by their yardstick, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, when they stormed the Capitol and tussled with police. Again, that's worse than 9/11, worse than just anything really in history. It's just worse than anything we've ever seen, worse than Pearl Harbor. Of course, it's not, but the media is not making a big deal about this and saying it's totally normal, like peacefully protesting or mostly peaceful, and they burned down billions of dollars of private businesses and homes and poor people's houses and cars and kill a bunch of people. That is mostly peaceful. So don't expect any big prison sentences for that, but she'll be joining us. She'll also talk about the speaker fight and more. Stu Peters is going to be joining us as well, always a firebrand and extremely insightful. So that's what we've got, as well as Drew Hernandez joining us to give his take on all this. He's always extremely to the point as well. So look for all of that on this Thursday, October 19th, 2023 broadcast. All right, I want to get into something really important here. Really, 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 really important. Because while we're talking about war and open borders and famine and the globalists and the UN treaties and all the rest of it, what's in the UN treaties for the standardized global digital currency? What's in the UN treaty on pandemic response? Well, it's the total takeover of our bodies, of our medical records, and of our national policy. And the UN policy is camps, locking people up, forced testing, masks, forced injections, a nightmare. And Trump gave a big speech on this yesterday. It's on InfoWars.com. Adam Salazar wrote about it. I suggest you watch it and share it. Trump blasts CCP-run corrupt globalist scam World Health Organization. Yes, but it is the pretext for this. We have famous clips of Klaus Schwab in French and in German on German TV saying, within a few years, probably five or six, this is 5 years ago, we will begin putting chips in your body to buy and sell. It will control everything. Total transparency. And there he is on TV saying it with the closed captioning. I don't think I'm going to subject you to the clip again. Just type in Klaus Schwab says the population will be microchipped to buy and sell. You'll get the clip. It's everywhere. Well, now we have a WEF whistleblower, a high-level professor who's a member of the group, warns of globalist plan to microchip the population. The global elite plan to coerce people to take implantable microchips by requiring them in order to access digital currencies, universal basic income, and other services, a former World Economic Forum member has warned. German economist and former WEF global leader turned whistleblower Richard Werner, who I want to get on the show, urged caution on the emerging technologies. And he walks through how they plan to trap you by incrementalism or successive approximation. Here is the bombshell clip.
The idea had been by central banks to introduce this, as we said, central bank digital currency. But have you ever seen an article or a video or, you know, whatever description of what it actually looks like? I mean, with central bank paper money, we know what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Bank digital currency, we know, and, you know, we've used it ourselves. We know what it looks like. But what does central bank digital currency look like? You see? So they never talk about that because people won't actually like the looks of it.
Yeah.
Because it apparently looks, and several central banks apparently, as I heard from my sources, have already fully developed the final stage of CBDC. I mean, it comes in stages initially, likely through your mobile phone,
yeah.
But that's only an intermediate step.
Mm.
And the final stage is, you know, it's small, and it's the size of a grain of rice. Now, why is that?
And that grain of rice is your entire wallet, or?
Yes, it's your digital ID,
Yeah. Your
wallet, can be your passport, your key. Now, of course, what we found with our debit cards or credit cards is they've already now moved to the system, you know, RFID chips, RFID technology, where you just wave the thing,
contactless. Yes.
That is sort of the you know, conditioning us in this direction. That in the future you'll just wave your hand because you've got the microchip implant under your skin, and because, you know, and each step there's a rational reason. You know, it's easier just to wave this, isn't it? It's much faster because we always have to wait in the queues as everyone types in their numbers and all that. to just wave it, it's quicker. But the next rationalization would be, well, but you can lose your card, somebody can steal your card, and then you're just waving. Yeah. That's kind of risky. Well, yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if you couldn't lose it and nobody could steal it? But it's clear that that's sort of, it is almost a step too far for a lot of people, because it is a violation of human dignity to actually inject something like that under the skin. So that's where you need some more persuasion.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that this concept of universal basic income has been around for around a century, where everyone should get some kind of citizens, you know, payment. But the billionaire elites have so far not liked that. But since 2015, they've all come out. I mean, all the big billionaires and World Economic Forum have come out. Oh, this is a good idea, universal basic income. Well, why suddenly now? Because now we have the technology for the microchip implant. And so in 2017, Bill Gates came out and said that universal basic income is a good idea, but it's too early to introduce it. Now, what was still missing? So we had the technology for the microchip implant, but what was missing was the digital ID hadn't been introduced. Now, this is where this whole COVID agenda had become very useful.
All right, so let's be 1,000,000,000% clear on this, okay? This is a chief economist, one of the top guys in Germany, who worked in the development of a new system. I looked him up, but I already don't need to believe him. I know it's true. It just verifies it more. And it shows our own people are going public saying this is terrible. Klaus Schwab said 5 years ago on French TV and German TV, first it'll be a little chip in your wallet, then in your clothes, then in your skin. And within 5 years, we'll start implementing it. Well, here we are. Bill Gates is now working with the UN and Communist China that developed the technology for the universal basic income, for the social credit score, and for the chip that carries it, a universal standard system under the UN. That's world government. That's a cashless society that controls what you can do, how you can spend it, and they admit all this. You will eat bugs, you will own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it. And they're going to make everybody so poor and shut down so much the economy that people say, well, this is great. At least I get a few taxi rides, self-driving cars, and I get a few extra meals a week, and I get $2,000 a month. You get this little stipend, but then it controls where you can spend it, where you can use it. So that builds up the globalist economy more, shuts down what's left of the old economy more. And the people that sign on to this can't see that it's destroying them and disenfranchising them by the second. So this is how they bring in the post-industrial world. They don't just cut off energy. They don't just shut down organic farming. They don't just shut down ranching, which the UN's doing all over the world, wrecking countries doing it. They then shut down your ability to buy and sell and only buy and sell with them. Total 360 control of every facet of society. Now, just to talk about the mindset of these people, Patrick McDavid, and I'm glad he raises this because I've talked about this, but not enough. I haven't talked about this in years. That he told the LA Times, he told a bunch of other newspapers, it's in his book, one of his books, George Soros said, I believe I am the Messiah, actually, in one of the quotes. And later he went, well, you know, I'm delusional, but not really. I actually became the Messiah, and I've lived it. So they want to put a chip in you, and they think the guy thinks he's the Messiah. He's a big...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate, call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And the launch of America in 1776. And both of them are interesting. Both of them have dark histories. But both of them are something that you can enjoy responsibly. That's, of course, tobacco in the Virginia colony. And that's, of course, whiskey. And Sam Adams, with whiskey and beer, was one of the main boosters and funders, in fact, probably the biggest funder, of George Washington and our troops. So it was whiskey and beer, not wine. The liberals love to drink. I'm not against wine. It's just a fact that literally fueled the start of our country, along with this tobacco. And I enjoy both, but I've really gotten good over the years at being responsible. Sometimes I might go 4 months. That's the longest I've gone the last few years with no tobacco or no alcohol. But when I'm with friends, when I'm with family, when I'm with patriots, I enjoy both of them, and they go together like a horse and carriage. So, 2 years ago, I got approached by great patriots from some of my connections who are major craft whiskey producers in Kentucky. So they brought me dozens of these amazing whiskeys that they had developed and also procured. And out of all of them, I like this Kentucky straight bourbon. And again, I'm no whiskey connoisseur. I just know what tastes good, what I like, what, you know, feels good, which, you know, doesn't give me that big hangover after. I liked, out of dozens, over a dozen I tried, this whiskey. Now, the bad news is they only had so many barrels of it, and so it's a limited supply. There's 10,000 bottles of this as of the time I'm cutting this. And it is amazing. And it's been ready for a year because of leftists trying to block it being in stores and behind-the-scenes harassment and debanking and stuff of this major whiskey company. This has been in the warehouse for a year. So it wasn't just aged for the years it was in the barrels. It's been aged by their censorship and went from amazing to incredible. So it's a very special bottle, too. That's why we have all these government documents here in front of me right here. Because if you aim a blacklight at Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com is the only place to get it. It's got all of these hidden messages on it, on the front and on the back. So like I said, this is really, really special. Limited run, only place to get it. We have the conspiracy imperatives, 10 of them, kind of the Ten Commandments. There's only 10,000 bottles of this at conspiracybourbon.com. Destroy the tyrants. It just goes on and on. This is very, very special. I would imagine that most people that get this are never going to open it. Gut level, I think this is going to be a major collector's item. We could have sold it for $200 in the market. It's 60-something bucks instead, and it's a fundraiser for the operation. We're really, 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 really proud of it. So while you're hanging out with your friends, your family, your coworkers, you name it, it's really important to remember what Americana is all about. And if you are somebody that likes a fine whiskey, well, this is it. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. For myself, the entire InfoWars crew, here's to you and here's to America. This isn't some Dylan Mulvaney, Anheuser-Busch, transgenderism, you know, creepazoid targeting our children. This is high-quality American Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky bourbon, funding the second American Revolution against tyrants. So here's all the past patriots, the current patriots, and future patriots. This drink of conspiracy is for you. One place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And believe me, this is going to sell out quick, so if you want it, get yourself a bottle today at conspiracybourbon.com. Yeah, it's a mistake not to get that. That's going to be very valuable, in my opinion. I say opinion as a proviso. No doubt in my mind. Bought bottles of this in 5 years will be going for $1,000 a piece. Because it's the first run, limited edition. And it keeps us on air. A 360 win. All right. Let's talk about Peter Thiel. He's a Bilderberg Group member. He developed a bunch of the key NSA technology in the last 25 years that runs the spy grid, reportedly for overseas. We all know it's used against us. Out of the crop of globalists, I'd say he's more of a enigma because he was heavily behind Trump. He's been heavily behind a lot of other populist movements around the world, just like Elon Musk is doing now, but more behind the scenes. He has been battling the leftist New World Order. He's more of a libertarian. But it doesn't mean I trust him. It doesn't mean that I know, you know, everything about him or what his mind is. But there's been a large two-year campaign to go after Peter, and they hit him from every angle, and it hasn't worked. And so now they leaked this big investigative report that's all over the news that he was an FBI informant, because they know the FBI is super unpopular, super disliked now, and has like a 15% approval rating with the public. And so how do you hurt somebody that's anti-establishment? You go, well, he really is with us. Ladies and gentlemen, since World War II, really before that, anybody that is super powerful and involved in national security stuff, selling the NSA its main spy system and administering a lot of it, is going to be hooked up with the Justice Department as well at a junior level. So he's not just an FBI informant. He has multi-star general level security clearances and positions at the National Security Agency. He administers and oversees a lot of it. And, of course, then when they get the data, they many times will have the NSA reporting to the FBI because that creates congressional oversight. They do it through different interfaces in the corporation. So I'm not endorsing this. I'm not saying it's good. But the idea that it's an expose, that he's an FBI informant of the highest level and highly trusted, is meant to blow his cover so that he won't be able to have those security clearances anymore. just like the Trump people he tried to bring in. What did the deep state do? Try to not give them security clearances or pull their security clearances. So this is about pulling his security clearances, whether he's good, bad, or indifferent. I think the jury's out, just like with Elon Musk. He's not out with George Soros and people like that. And so, oh, exclusive business insider. Fish swim in the ocean. Tech billionaire Peter Thiel was an FBI informant. And then it goes into what's going to happen now and the fact that he was in the MAGA movement and should he even be able to have these security clearances now. So it's about pulling his security clearance and also saying, oh, he's a rat. Because if you are with the leftist Justice Department, the New World Order, you're a rat. But let me go further. There are a bunch of secret programs, but one they launched in 2001 is Infraguard. Tens of thousands of organizations and groups. If you run a dam or you run a chemical plant that if somebody doesn't know what they're doing could blow up the whole city, or you're in weapons manufacturing, bomb manufacturing, nuclear weapons manufacturing, nuclear spent fuel storage. I mean, there's when I say tens of thousands, that's a conservative number. There are tens of thousands of companies and groups. The big banks, the airports, all of them have InfraGuard officers always on deck. They have an FBI badge of InfraGuard. They have an FBI security clearance card. They go to constant FBI meetings. They go to threat fusion centers. And that's their dual operation, and many of them are paid. And so if you are at that level in this whole national security apparatus, you are in InfraGuard or several other groups above it. So, again, I just see ridiculous articles by Business Insider, like they're breaking something. And Business Insider is a globalist, a very nasty organization. And they're using the heat on them. I remember telling when Rand Paul first won the Senate, and we were instrumentally came on the show and stuff, and he admitted we were instrumentally, thanked the audience. Like half his fundraising was from the audience. He was an underdog. He won. They dressed up people in KKK outfits and said they were his supporters. That got blown on this show. Politico called me back when I was still talking to mainstream media. They said, how could he have been beaten? Why did he win? I said, well, if you would have endorsed him at Politico, Rand Paul would have won. But the globalists are too arrogant to ever admit that. But now they're starting to get it. Oh, Peter Thiel's not going along with us. He's secretly behind Trump again. We'll just blow his cover. And he also wears a hat with the FBI. Well, he doesn't wear it. He has a general's epaulette in the NSA, and so does Elon Musk, but not at the NSA. Musk is an officer. You think they let people put 10,000 satellites in orbit and run giant heavy boosters, and that guy isn't a crossover where they're transferring government power to corporations? Elon Musk is an officer, deputy in command of Space Force, and Trump was setting up a new agency so he could put his people in it because they blocked him in all the other branches. So, Elon Musk is the deputy head of Space Force. Peter Thiel is one of the top people at the National Security Agency. And that's a fact, and that's the real world. So there you go, Business Insider. Wow, you really scooped it. You really exposed it. Amazing. Wow, we're really impressed. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com/show, band.video, the Coordinates of Liberty. We have an incredible expert. This guy is a genius, and I don't say that lightly. Joining us next hour, we're going to cover the waterfront. Stay with us.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.